Delighted to say that he joins us here on a Sunday Sport this afternoon. It's early morning still over in California. Jason, I'm sure you woke up with a smile on the face today.
I'm surely, Chris. Good to hear from you and good to be chatting to you again also.
Well, first of all, many congratulations. Second round technical knockout. Tell us how the fight unfolded.
It was a great victory for me. It was a step up in class. The guy I was in with was a tough operator. He was meant to take me the whole way. You know, the guy was never stopped. He was never dropped before. He was never knocked down. You know, so I was going in there expecting a tough fight last night and, to go the whole way, to go the distance and go to the scorecards. But, you know, I went in there with a game plan and knew this guy. He was a tall, stand-up fighter. The body was open. He kept his hands nice and high. So first round, I just started working the body, started hurting him to the body, and I could see him marking up and around the ribs and everything as well with the shots. And I gradually took his hands down. And the start of the second round, I just caught him with a lovely right hand over the top and I dropped him, and he never really recovered from that one. I kept the pressure on him, just kept working him, and I dropped him again after that with a similar right hand, and he got up and I landed two or three more shots, and the ref just stepped in then.
So by the sounds of things, as you mentioned there, things went pretty much according to plan.
Yeah, definitely, Chris. You know, as I said, I went in there with a game plan. I knew this guy was a tall, stand-up fighter. He liked to move. So, you know, I took my time in there. I started working the jab at the start of the round. You know, the body was wide open for the backhand, and I started working it, started catching him. And it brought his hands down. And in the second round, then I caught him with a lovely right hand over the top, which did the damage and changed the fight altogether.
Significant, I suppose, to point out that it's a year and a day since you turned pro. This fight was almost one day off being the first anniversary.
That's it. You know, it's crazy to think. You know, it's been one full year now today, and I've 7 fights now as a professional, 7 knockouts. To be honest, you know, it's an absolute dream start for me. I'm still climbing the ladder, though. That was just one fight. You know, it's a long way to the top, and I need to keep my focus. I need to enjoy the moment right now, enjoy the victory. I know when I go back and look at the tape, it might have been a great victory, a great performance and everything like that, but there's always room for improvements. I'm sure there's one or two mistakes that I made in the fight, and we'll just go back over them and make sure that they don't happen in the next fight, and just keep capitalizing on the performances that they have already.
Now, it was always a big step to turn pro. Looking where you are now, are you ahead of where you would like to have been? I mean, 7 fights is quite a lot. It's been a busy enough first 12 months.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely been a really busy first year for me. There's not a lot of fighters that have such a busy first year, but, you know, I think the reason for such a busy year for me was most of my fights were ending early, so I'm not really punishing the body or going through grueling fights or, you know, being knocked down and being in wars or anything like that, you know, so I'm lucky like that, and, you know, I think that's key to a good career as well, you know, to look after the body and not be in these wars where you're down 2 or 3 times, your opponent's down 2 or 3 times, because in boxing, these type of fights are going to happen, and the less of them you can have on your way before it actually happens, the better. So right now, I'm seeing the opportunities to take these guys out, and, you know, it's going to plan so far, Chris.
And in terms of the training regime, how much has it progressed and developed since the first few months that you were over there?
Well, I'm sure the last time you met me, there wasn't too much training out in Lanzarote.
We actually met in a certain American fast food restaurant.
McDonald's, that's right. You know, now that was the best. of downtime I had when I was on my holidays. And, you know, as I said, it's great to unwind. It's great to just completely relax mentally and physically, you know, and be able to get a McDonald's or something here and there, you know. But as far as training goes, you know, it is a great transition, you know, from amateur boxing to professional boxing. Amateur boxing is very, it's at a very high tempo. You know, you need to be in and out, score your shots. It's three rounds, so you need to do as much work and catch the judge's eyes as you can for three rounds. You can't let them really start liking the other fighter at all, you know, whereas in the professional game, like I had six rounds last night to work with, you have that wee bit of a time gap to suss your opponent out a wee bit more, you know, just relax a wee bit more and pick your shots. And, you know, that's the key, I think, to the professional fighting, is just relaxing a lot more, setting down in your shots, making your shots count. Because as an amateur, I was always up on my toes, scoring my shots in and out, you know, and that's key as well, and that's going to have to happen as well in the professional game. But right now, I'm setting down on my shots, and, you know, I'm really starting to hurt these guys, which is great for me to know that I have that kind of power and, you know, that I can do that in a fight. That's great to know. So the transition has been great. So far, so good. As I said, though, there's always room for improvements, and there's always, you can always make yourself better, and there's always things to work on. You know, it's key to keep working on the things that you already are good at, keep perfecting them, but there's always things that you're not going to be so good at than other things, and you need to get them right up there and perfect them with the rest of your attributes.
Now, there's a lot of rungs on the ladder as you continue to climb upwards. America's a big place. It's hard to get the recognition, but I noted during the week there you were featured in the LA Daily News, and I suppose that reflects the progress that you are making, that, you know, you're getting more and more attention over there.
It's been absolutely amazing. Really, it has, Chris. You know, to be in the LA Daily News, it's something that, you know, it's just something that you kind of dream of, to be honest with you, you know, especially about my sport and about boxing, and sharing my story of on the path of fulfilling my dreams, and, you know, taking a big move, moving from Ireland over here to LA to be on that journey to fulfilling my dreams and what I've dreamt of as a kid. You know, it's absolutely amazing to see your picture and your name on the LA Daily News, and also the LA people, the boxing fans, everybody, and also the Mexican fans last night were just amazing. You know, I think they really love my style. They've taken a great liking to me. The uproar and the support that I had was just amazing. And, you know, last night also was the last boxing event ever to be held in the LA Sports Arena. I think it's going to be tossed now, and it was a historic night because you had the likes of Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Roberto Duran, all these guys fought here in the LA Sports Arena, and for me now to be one of the last fighters to fight there and have a great victory, you know, it's a really proud moment for me.
And the Americans love the small town boy coming good and, you know, that sort of success, don't they?
Oh, without a doubt, you know, the Americans are great. I think every American has some sort of Irish in them somewhere or another, so they say, anyway. You know, so it's the reception that I'm getting out here now is absolutely amazing. You know, it's starting really to feel a lot like home whenever I go into a boxing arena or whenever I go into a media workout or something over here. You know, it's just to see everybody and all the familiar faces now coming up talking to you and getting photos and autographs, it's really something special, and it just keeps giving me that drive and determination to keep going on and keep succeeding.
And Jason, unlike years ago, thanks to modern communications and social media, you have that connect with fans back home, and people can follow you, the weigh-ins, you had photographs up, the press conferences before, and it's great for the fans to be able to really find out what's happening. And you certainly keep us informed as well. You're pretty quick on the old Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's very, very important, especially to everybody back at home in Donegal and in Ireland. You know, when I was at home boxing and, you know, fighting in the Fun Valley Centre, fighting in the National Stadium, the support and the amount of people that used to travel to watch me fight is just absolutely unreal. The support that I had it's brilliant. I can't really describe it. You know, it's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it means a lot to me to have that kind of support. And it really means a lot to me, especially when I'm out here in LA, so far away from your home comforts and everything like that. It means the world to me, you know, and anything I can do to give back to them and keep them in touch and keep them informed, I'm going to do it because the people that stand by you through the hard times and the good times, that's the great people that I have behind me in Donegal. It's absolutely amazing.
And finally, Jason, just looking ahead as far as one can, the next 5, 6 months from here to the end of the year, what does it hold for Jason Quigley?
It just holds today, to be honest, Chris. I'm just going to go now today and get a great big breakfast into me, enjoy myself, and then I'm going to sit down with Oscar Golden Boy, my managing team, my coach, everything after this, maybe in the middle of the week, end of the week, and we'll sit down and we'll take the next step, you know, and it's going to be the right step because I have an amazing team behind me, looked after really, really well, and I have full confidence in us going ahead now.
So the likelihood is, I mean, you certainly will be. Can you give us any indication? I mean, the next 2, 3 months, when will you be? Do you expect to be in the ring again?
You know, to be honest, I really don't have a clue, Chris. I tell my team and everything like that, because professional boxing is a wee bit different. You know, they might have a few dates lined up for you, you know, even before that fight I had last night. So I don't like to know that because I like to keep my focus and my concentration on my opponent that I have right in front of me right now. So my team know that I don't want to hear of anything else that might be happening or what next, because I just like to keep my focus on the fight that I have. Every fight's a world title fight to me. That's how important every fight is to me, you know, to keep progressing, to keep stepping up on that ladder. And to be honest, I haven't a clue, but by the way things are going, I'm sure I'll be out braving soon again.
Great. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking the early morning call. Many congratulations
Not a
once again,
problem.
and enjoy that big breakfast.